With the publication of the report following the Levinson inquiry, it is clear that the central issue will be whether the press should, for the first time, be subjected to statutory regulation or have the opportunity to put in place a new system of binding self-regulation. I fully understand the behaviour of many of the journalists was involved in the phone hacking scandal was inappropriate and illegal. The News of the World itself has closed as a result of what occurred there. Some of those journalists are being prosecuted. Many journalists are being investigated across a whole range of other publications and media outlets. But this sends the wrong message. There are hundreds of thousands of people involved in the media up and down the country who are doing a great job on a day-to-day basis informing their local communities about great news events that are occurring in their area. I don't think we need to tar all journalists with the same brush. I believe in free speech, and no form of statutory regulation of the press would be possible without the imposition of state licensing. This was abolished in Britain in 1695. State licensing contradicts the very idea of free speech and press freedom. It would radically alter our country. The reality is that if the government was unhappy with the criticism that was being levelled at it by any media outlet, it could quite simply just remove the licence. That media outlet would then not be able to continue with the criticism. It would no longer be able to operate. I think this sends a terrible message to emerging democracies around the world. This is the type of behaviour and the way in which organisations behave in Zimbabwe. It is not free speech. It is not freedom of the press. It is not the way we do things in Britain. So when I'm given the opportunity, I'll be voting for free speech. I'll be voting to keep a free press because I think it is terribly important that we keep the spirit of what is British, the spirit of freedom, the ability to question and criticise if we believe something is wrong. So I believe that media does have its problems. There is a big call for them to change the way in which they deal with apologies when they get a story wrong. If the story has been wrong on the front page, well then they should issue an apology on the front page instead of burying it on page 75. The media on the whole does a great job of uncovering problems up and down the country. It does a great job of reporting on great events that are happening all over the country. But I do believe we have to keep the media free. We have to keep free speech in this country. If we go down this terrible road, my view is that state regulation of the media is the first step towards censorship, and that is on the slippery slope towards dictatorship. So I'll be voting for free speech when I'm given the opportunity, and I'll be voting to keep our media free.